Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Sarah has the day off today. I am Megan Maroney.
Oh, yay!
And today we're talking about kids apps.
Well, yeah, plus we'll help you style your hair even if you ain't got none, and we'll show you how to program.
And I'm going to show you the latest app from Microsoft, The Outlook is Good.
On iPad Today. iPad Today is brought to you by MeUndies. MeUndies is the most comfortable and hip underwear you'll ever wear. Check out all the styles and get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/twit. Oh, my goodness. Welcome to iPad Today. I'm Leo Laporte, and that there is not Sarah Lane. That's
no.
Megan Maroney.
I am Megan Maroney.
But I think I've known you at least as long as Sarah Lane, if not longer.
I think she came after me to Tech TV, yes,
yeah.
For sure.
So Megan, of course, worked with us on the Screensavers, was a segment producer. You answered phones. You were on-air host. I remember talking to you. You showed us tips and things.
Yes, I did.
I dimly remember that.
Yes, I did Mac tips.
Yeah,
and,
Mac tips.
I think I was really good at search. I was the best person to use Google.
Wow. That's a good thing to know. And then you were one of the early hosts on Twit with Jumping Monkeys. We did a show. How long did we do Jumping Monkeys?
I think it was, it felt like 10 years, but I think it was 1 year.
1 year. And then you had twins to add to your rapidly growing
family.
Well,
I had them before.
Okay.
I had the twins are as old as Twit. They were born in 2005, April
2005. So they're almost 10.
Yes, they are almost 10.
Wow.
So, yeah, I got...
And Annabella is a couple of years older than them?
She is, yes, yeah. She's almost 12.
She's almost 12.
Yeah. So I got my stuff together. I did the podcast. It was awesome.
But
then I went back to my old job, and then I thought, oh, they're really doing something here. They're for real. They're going to stick
around. Oh, so you regretted leaving, huh?
Every minute.
I would run into Megan, because Megan lives in Petaluma, and I would run into Megan, and I'd say, you ready to come back yet? She said, under no circumstances. So... I'm really glad that we could get you. Sarah Lane, as some people know, took a job at TechCrunch. She's still doing iPad Today, but we couldn't do it on our normal Saturday.
Couldn't we do it on our normal Saturday, Mr. Laporte?
I'm trying to remember. I think I was out of town.
What were you doing?
I was getting married.
You were getting married.
Not a big deal. Yeah. Yeah. Lisa and I tied the knot on Thursday and took a couple of days, extra days off. But it was fun because we didn't invite anybody.
Mm-hmm.
We did have to, it turns out, I didn't expect this, but we did have to get a preacher.
Yeah.
I thought we'd just do it ourselves.
No witnesses?
No. In California, there's a marriage license aptly called the confidential marriage license that requires no witnesses.
Huh.
So it was just us, the preacher. Preacher has to sign it. You have to have an officiant sign it. And then the catering staff. Because we got this package. It was called the elopement package. But it included... champagne, hors d'oeuvres, a cake. They expect you to have guests. It was elopement. We didn't have any guests. So the guy was going around with champagne and hors d'oeuvres. Would you like an hors d'oeuvre? No, thank you. Would you like an hors d'oeuvre? No, thank you. Would you like an hors d'oeuvre now? Yes. Because after a while, the hors d'oeuvres start piling up. We paid for them.
Yeah.
We cut the cake, but we didn't want any cake, so it disappeared. But I believe that the staff at the hotel had a lovely cake dinner.
So you didn't smush it in each other's faces?
I was sure Lisa was going to do that, because Lisa's that type of person.
Yeah, she's waiting. There's cake now
in the
break room.
Maybe it didn't really disappear. Maybe she's got it. She's saving it for just the right moment.
Expect it.
Anyway, yeah, thank you. It was a lot. I don't know if you said congratulations, but
I did say congratulations.
I'll pretend you did.
Yeah, so that's why Sarah's not here. She will come back.
Because she's so upset that I married Lisa. She said, I'm out of... No, she works Monday through Friday, and I wasn't here Saturday. But thank you so much, Megan, for doing this. Megan hosts Tech News Tonight every Monday through Friday, our evening news show, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right at midnight UTC. And this has been a good week, a couple of weeks for you to start, because it's been a lot of news.
Yeah, good news.
A ton of stuff.
Yeah.
But today we're going to shift gears.
I also host i5 for the iPhone. Sarah did give that up. I don't know if you knew.
I'll be damned. No, I didn't know. And you just started that. This
yes,
is your first week.
My first show will, I think, tomorrow is when
Exciting.
You can have it. Yeah, we've already done it. Yes.
So, iPad-wise, I think you're fairly new to the iPad.
I am fairly new. You know, I was a contract worker for Microsoft.
So did you have tablets at home?
Yeah, we have an Android tablet. We
okay.
have a Samsung
okay.
tablet. And
and Surfaces all over the place.
All over. Every Surface is a Surface in our house. Every Microsoft
contractor.
Much
like the NFL.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, I've just spent the last 3 or 4 years thinking, oh, there's no app for me. There's no app for me. And now
there's an app.
Everything.
There's a lot of apps.
And yeah, so my kids have been playing on iPads because whenever they're with my parents, they always play my dad.
Do they like the iPad?
Have you ever met a kid who didn't like the iPad?
No, that's the amazing thing.
Right.
So we thought, since Megan's here and she's actually a mom, unlike mm-hmm. Sarah, who's just pretending,
mm-hmm.
we would get some recommendations for apps that Annabella, Huck, and Huck and Milo.
Yes.
Her kids. Why didn't you name Milo Finn? It would have been so cute to have Huck
yeah.
and Finn.
And then I could have been named Annabella Tom.
It would have been great.
Or then had another kid named Mark.
Would have
then
been great.
Twain.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Just put it, you
Tom,
know.
Tom Sawyer.
I think thematic naming is so important with children.
Yeah.
Especially when you have more right. than one or two.
Well, you know, when we used to do Jumpy Monkeys, I was always ahead of you because I had three kids and you had two. But now you have three, too.
I do. I have a yes. stepson now,
trying to
Michael.
Catch up to me.
And Lisa's son is Annabella's age. In fact, they go to school together.
They go to school together. They do. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So here I am again in your life. I'm so sorry.
Well, when we did Jumpy Monkeys, it was that I think that your kids were about Annabella's age. I
Maybe.
Don't know if they've, you know.
Gosh,
yeah.
has it been that long?
So should we start talking about, oh my goodness.
There you are.
And there's Annabella, too. That wasn't just me overweight. That was her.
You're pregnant when
yes.
you're doing that. I was looking for him. So that's Abby on the left and Henry on the right, my
yeah.
two children. And you worked with them on the screensavers when they were awfully small.
Yeah. And I remember very clearly because we just let them go. And Abby wasn't interested, but Henry was definitely interested, like into that big bay of computers where
yeah.
everyone was playing these really
yeah.
violent computer the games.
Yeah, he loved that.
And
I think
yeah.
that's when Jennifer came running over.
She did. She was
said,
like,
no.
He's not allowed to do that. And I was like,
yeah.
what? You have mm-hmm. to stop your kids from playing video games? And now that is, I have learned. So should we start?
Yeah, we've okay. picked a couple of apps that that are kid tested.
Yes. So this one is only in portrait, and it's brand new. You know Vine, right?
Yeah.
You're familiar with Vine, the
yeah.
6 second, they're owned by Twitter, and they do these little videos. But, you know, kids love videos, but if you go on Vine or YouTube, like, you're bound to just
not
come
appropriate.
Across really inappropriate yeah. things. So Vine just created this, and you just scroll through. It's just little videos.
So the kids aren't creating videos. These
nope.
are kiddos videos.
They're, here, Liz, you gotta watch this.
I love you.
Wait a minute. A dog can't speak.
I love you.
So this is for littler kids.
I think we'd get better ratings if we just sat on that.
I know.
For a while.
Well, they're yeah. better ones. They're even better ones. Just look at their more I love yous.
You too.
I love you.
You should have played
I
this at your
you
wedding.
Too.
This is sweet. So they're kind of just an infinite number of.
Yeah. I mean, they start the same one. So my kids have been, you know, this just came out last week, but they go through. But, you know, that I love you dog never gets old.
Never gets
and
old.
And so they can just tap it. It makes funny noises. It doesn't. Here's
well,
what I like
great.
About it. Well, first of all, it's curated, so you're not going
right.
to find any inappropriate material. I also like, there's no sharing, there's no sending, there's no voting, there's all the things that like are great for adults, but I don't think kids need to start that early with like, I have to email this, I have to rate
right.
it, I have to, you
no,
know, it's just, let's just play, let's
don't.
Just watch a porcupine on
yeah.
the piano, because that is fun in and of itself.
Let's, you know what, I'm downloading this, forget for kids.
Yeah, I know, it's true. Here's some pigs. Pigs are also
pigs
cute.
Pigs are good. Do they say I love you?
No, everybody
they
doesn't
swim.
Say I love you. But yeah, it's from Vine. I mean, there's no ads. Also awesome. Oh, I'm a dog person. Sarah was a cat person. I'm a dog person. So there's one
That's
with like, oh, this one.
Camera?
This one is my favorite here.
Oh no. What the heck?
So it's the thing of Vine. They just repeat, which is,
yeah,
I don't know
six
how they
seconds total.
That
and
was
then
hilarious,
repeat. Yeah.
but it is.
And I wonder if these are submitted to Vine or where they get
I
these.
I don't know. They said that it was. That's cute, too.
You shouldn't make fun of disabled dogs. But
I know there is some.
It's hard
yeah.
not to.
It's so cute. It doesn't know.
It doesn't know. It's got nerve damage.
So I love you, Vine. I don't know if you can submit. Oh, here's another cat. This one. We'll play this in Sarah's honor.
Mission,
I know. We could spend,
mission
we could
impossible.
Spend the entire.
So do the kids love these?
They love them.
They must live with this game.
Yes. And
Oh my gosh.
It's just passive entertainment. Hand over your iPad.
I got something that's a little more active.
Yeah. Oh, this one's good, too.
Hours of fun.
Yeah, I guess you could
Six
submit.
Seconds
it's brand
at a time.
New. So, yeah. And
Isn't
then
that
I'm
great?
Sure there'll be new features.
Fine
but I like
kids.
It's how simple it is. You know, just you can touch it and then, you know.
Love this.
Yeah.
All right, stop. Okay. if we don't stop,
okay, then
we'll just
okay. You have to tell me because I could go on.
I want to show you
Do
one.
You want, okay, you show me something.
So you've heard of TOCA, T-O-C-A.
Yes.
I don't if it stands for something or I don't know. It's from Toca Boca AB. And they have a whole so many games now that they have bundles. You remember when they started doing bundles on the App Store?
Yeah.
So you can buy the Toca Big for $17. You can get I think this is all of them. You can get a ton of Toca.
And with no ads? For $17?
I guess so. Yeah, $6.99 for the Toca toy box. Anyway, I'm going to show you a couple of Tocas. First, we showed you Toca Hair Salon 1, I think, some time ago. Does Annabella like to do hair?
She does, yes.
So Abby always liked to do hair, too, when she was little. She thought she was going to be a hairdresser.
She might still.
She may still.
I just changed careers again.
I encouraged her to go to a hairdressing school. So the idea is, and we'll play this game right now, I got to enter my year of birth. And this is because of the Child Online Protection Act. Mm-hmm. I bet you they've never seen that year before. Wait a minute. What? Oh, no, I didn't want Toca Train. Okay, this is one thing that's bad about Toca. These are free, but you're going to want to get the kid into it because they're, you saw how easy it was for me to accidentally say I wanted to get that game.
Right.
I don't want that game. So we're going to go through it again one more time, and I'm going to press the button here. And play now. Okay. No, not that. See, this is the train. No, see, it's very confusing. Okay, now we're in the game. I pressed the wrong button. Who should I be? What do you like?
The redhead.
All right. She looks kind of like Brave, right?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. So it's a hair salon. And we have all the hair tools, and we could start using them. And, of course, the first thing a kid's going to do is just cut the hair off.
The first thing a boy would do.
Really? No? Well, a girl wouldn't do this?
I don't know. The first thing you
and then
did.
Let's shave the head. Yeah, she's not going to like that either. So I can comb
she's
it now.
She's complaining a little bit.
So it's so much fun, and they have. Let's just. This was done to me recently.
Yes, it was.
And okay, you can see.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, and there's other things to do, I'm sure, but I can't figure out how to do it because I'm an adult, but a child will quickly. Figure out that if you spray the grow stuff on, it's going to just, it makes a nice sound, too.
But that is the dirty little secret about kids know how to use the app. So at one point, you're just like, bam.
Yeah. Well, you want a kid to grow up knowing how to do a hair salon on an iPad. So that's Toca Hair Salon 2. But notice we're kind of limited in the choices of people we can work on. So they now have... Toca Hair Salon Me,
Ooh.
Baby.
Oh, do you put your picture
it's
in there?
It's all about me, baby. And, you know, frankly, given my current state of hair, this is really a good game for me. So let's start by taking a picture
that's
of
not you.
Me. Yeah, no, that's not me. Anyway, turn the camera around. And let's get the hair in there, right? Let's get the... Okay,
make your selfie face.
I didn't really need to. I really didn't need to do that without the hair.
No.
You can change the shape of the head. All right, that's good. And they do want to know where your eyes are. Because you'll see why. This again, hours of fun, and these are all free.
Whoa!
Okay, there
that's
I am.
Not you.
That's me. So I can try different hairstyles.
Is that real? Oh, that is you.
Oh, it's
with
me.
With a mustache.
No, no, it's just a shadow over my lip. let's see. I don't really want the mullet here.
Why?
So
you don't miss the long hair that much. Looks good.
Let's, yeah.
Oh.
let's just, I don't know. What do you think?
I love it. Yeah. I like your hair now.
So you got to imagine a kid would love. I mean, that's me.
Yeah.
And it's animated.
Mm-hmm. Looks just like you.
And I could put more grow on. I like the little sound squishiness.
Wow.
Now I look like Shingy, the digital prophet. So there you go. Toka Hair Salon and the new one, which is Toka Hair Me. And you can try other people.
I like the hair. I mean, you know, it's. I like to say.
Andy's. I mean, Sarah's not here. We should really
cut her hair while she's
mess
not
with
here.
Andy. Oh. And
last minute decision.
Yeah,
probably a good one.
Yeah, probably a good one. Yeah, I don't want to mess with Sarah when she's not here. And that looks good. Let's see how Andy Anako looks in the toka. It does look just like Andy, actually.
That's pretty amazing.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So I love this. And you know, this is not a learning thing. This is not educational unless you, I don't know, think you might want to make your living chopping off people's hair and making them look funny.
Well, but it's an occupying thing.
Hair salon, too, which is just playing around, but you got to get hair salon.
Right.
I think this is $3, this one.
Well, I like an app that doesn't. I'm nothing wrong with an ad-supported game or program, but when they're constantly, your kids are going to get ads.
You've learned from the in-app purchase thing. Did you ever have a problem with that?
My dad did, yes, because they were playing on his iPad, and would buy all kinds of things. But the ads, it's nice to be.
Do you know how to use these? These are, I think, called curling irons.
That's a straightening iron, the red one.
Oh, it is.
And then there's a curling iron.
Mm-hmm. And then this is for what?
Mm-hmm.
Teasing.
Yes. But as I was saying, it's nice to be able to hand over your iPad and not have to really worry, even if they're not learning something. They're learning how touchscreen works.
That they're having loads of fun. And you know what the truth is? The real reason for an iPad is so those kids won't bother you anymore. While you're eating dinner.
Yes. So, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Yes, it's your turn.
So, have you heard of the game Vainglory?
Vainglory.
It's a MOBA. Are you familiar with the MOBA?
Was Will Smith in that?
No. It's a multiplayer online battle arena, and they actually used it when they were showing off the iPhone 6.
Neat.
To show off.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
So, it is...
Do the boys love this?
They love it. And so, they're just mostly in training. So you could play a public match with other players, but then it'll give you this warning. You're about to play a match with real players. Matches usually take 20 to 30 minutes to complete, which we don't have. But then a reminder, abandoning a match ruins the game for other players.
Oh, don't abandon it.
No, we're not going to do that. So you're playing with other people. And I'll show you the game, and then I'll tell you all the things I like about it. So my kids are really just in the training and practice. So you can choose your hero. They just had this. I guess in training and practice, I only have a few choices.
It's so hard when you're used to playing the game for real, for money, for blood.
Right. I'm going to lack in Catherine.
And then they do that to you.
Vainglory has a lot of the normal sexist images of women, as you see here. But
do you care about that kind of thing?
Of course I care, as everyone should. But, it's also a fun game. Here's what I like about it. It's going to take a minute to load, so I will tell you that... here it is. We're just playing for practice, so we don't mess up. I'm MOBA Megan. I am.
MOBA Megan.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of bloody, but you know what? It's 9 and up, and my kids are almost 10. So,
okay, that's fair.
9 and up. And they're going to do this. I don't mind the bloody game. And here's what I like about this one. There's no chat interaction or voice interaction. If kids are playing online and they have older people who are talking to them or yelling at them or cursing them.
It's more like this kind of looks like a tower defense kind of a game. They're trying to attack you. You're trying to attack them.
Yeah, kind of. I mean,
or League of Legends.
It is like League of Legends.
It's League of Legends.
Yeah, more League of Legends than Clash of Cans.
Clash of Cans.
Clash.
Is that the garbage man game? Because I love.
I'm glad you went there with the Clash
every
of Cans.
Every morning, I like the Clash of Cans.
My kids love it. They are addicted to it, and that's a good thing for occupying. And, they're learning. So you can, also there's training and there's practice and there's party where you can play together. The only way you can actually talk to other people is if you're playing in the same room, which my twins like to do. Like, they'll be on their own device. They'll play on a Wi-Fi network together. They like to do that, and then they can chat.
Is this free? Vainglory?
Yeah.
I want to play this.
Well, we
I
should.
I want to play this. Your handle is MOBA Meg.
MOBA, yeah.
MOBA
well,
Megan.
I don't know. Maybe people pronounce it MOBA. It stands for Multi-Online Battle Arena.
Okay. MOBA Megan. By the way, I've continued to refine my look. And I think when the hair grows back, this is it. I think that's what I'm going to go with. What do you think?
It's moments like that that I'm wondering if you were listening at all to me, Leo.
No, it's pretty Lucky much like I'm it was on the it. Screensavers.
Yeah. This is a... Yeah, he's... All right.
MOBA. Yeah. Multiplayer Online
but
Battle Arena.
Vainglory.
But it's Vainglory, because it is a MOBA.
Yes, it is a MOBA, and...
I want to play this. I'm going to get this.
Yeah,
I didn't know about
and it's good
this.
For the... Yeah. I mean, it's optimized for the iPad, and, you know, doesn't... It's not like really stuttering. Or
so you can train locally, but play online later.
Right.
But if you have to have the time to play a game, because you don't want to bail.
Right. You don't want to bail. You don't want to leave your players.
You see the Clash of Clans ad yesterday Liam Neeson.
I love that.
I have some very special skills.
That might have been my favorite ad.
That's a great. And you got to think that these apps are making, because that was a $4 million commercial.
Yeah.
Before you pay Liam.
Right.
Who's another million. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Maybe you want me to do
free,
what?
Because he loves Clash of... You don't think he's a... Really? You don't think he sits around and he's on a set and he's like, oh, my elixir! Someone's taking my elixir!
I don't know. What do you think? A big star like Liam Neeson, and he's playing off of his role in Taken 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. You know, I have some very special skills that I'm going to come and I'm going to... And it's an ad for an app.
Right.
I think a million.
Oh, how much money?
I thought you were going
to ask me if I thought he really played, which I'm still... I guess he's just a really good actor because I believed it.
and then the Starbucks guy goes, coffee for Liam. Coffee for Liam. That was a great ad.
It was. And they were playing it. My boys were playing Clash of Clans during the Super Bowl instead of watching it. And the ad came up while they were playing.
Not going to recommend Clash of Clans on this show because it's very expensive. Michael, same age, comes over and said, would you buy me a $50 box of gems?
And what did you say?
I said, you know how much money $50 is? You would have to wash my car 10 times.
Well, here's why. That is a good reason not to recommend it. Here's the why I don't recommend it. The alerts and the notifications are nonstop. And if you have a kid that has their own device and has it in their room, and they get up in the morning, and the first thing I need to do is click. Right. It's
they'll
really addictive.
They'll never get ready for school.
It's addictive. So I think there are games that are cool and wonderful that don't do that. So that's why I wouldn't recommend it. And yet I do let my kids play it.
And Michael plays it nonstop. And Minecraft. Milo like Minecraft.
Yeah, and I like Minecraft too. I mean, the only bad thing about Minecraft is they would play it 24 hours a day, every single day, and not eat or shower or anything else.
Wouldn't it be cool if there were a game that they loved that were addictive and fun that actually taught them a skill? This is called Tinker. We've shown it before. I want to give it another plug because it's about learning how to program a computer in a game environment. And I think Huck and Milo and Annabella absolutely would love this.
Well, they've played like code.org. Is it similar to that?
And I have to say this has really come a long way. We've showed this before. And I should, a little plug, this is Mike Elgin's son's game. Kevin works for the company that does this game.
Mike Elgin of Tech News Today.
So you saw all the choices. This has come so far since we showed it before. It is really fun. You, in order to play the game, will have to give programmatic commands. So this character you control with programmatic commands. Can you make your own adventure game? Try adding new characters, changing the background. And I'll show you the interface real quickly. This is the help. And I want to show you this, too, because this will give you some idea of what age kid can kind of do this by themselves. Mm-hmm. If it's a younger child, absolutely do it with mom. And you know, do a little lapware, as we used to call it, where they sit in your lap. But start by creating a scene and then plus to add backgrounds and actors. Some actors come with code. You can scale them, move them, resize them. That's the coding window. We'll show that in a second. Connect code blocks together. So this has become, since we showed you last, a really elaborate simulation of actual programming. This is the environment.
So you just pull it.
So these are all the commands. And these are common commands, but you can also see motion commands, switch to costume. And so all of this will happen by them adding it into the workflow. And you'll see it snaps together if it's doable. So when touching night occurs, say, leave me alone, and then play the electric snare drum for 0.2 seconds, which is great. And then you could change that number, obviously. There are also pen drawing. So I don't know if you were the right age to have learned logo turtle graphics in school.
No.
But they used to teach this. There would be, you'd have the pen, you'd go left, you draw things, and learn programming this way. Sensing is the mouse down. This is actually very analogous to real programming. There even is math in here, if you wish.
If you wish.
If you wish.
What if you don't wish?
If you don't wish, you don't have to have math.
Well, that's not a good lesson.
There's physics. When an actor collides, apply force. This really is amazing. And so we showed this before when it was considerably simpler. But I just wanted to show you again. This is free. I think it's actually might be. I'll have to look and see how much it costs because I bought it before, so it didn't cost me anything. TYNKER, Tinker That Way. It is really, and of course, you can create a game and then have it added to your arcade and have other people play your game. So Annabella can write a game and say to a Milo and Huck, hey, do you want to play my game? I see. This is maybe where they make a little bit of money.
Schools could use this. Do you know if schools are using
schools it? Schools do use it. In fact, they have a version of this specifically for teachers and for schools. Oh. So this company is really aiming at teaching kids programming in a way that... So the same kid that's going to love Minecraft is probably going to love this.
Right.
And the trick is not to let them know it's good for them.
Yeah. Well, Minecraft is good. I mean, there's a lot to learn in Minecraft.
Is like Lego.
I have a friend,
his
son, like created a cell in Minecraft.
Absolutely.
Used it as a science project.
Absolutely.
I mean,
this is more directed learning
right.
than Minecraft is. But I agree with you. Minecraft... is because you're constructing something.
Right.
What else?
You know, before I get to that, I've been thinking that we have been talking about tools versus toys use of computers.
This like, since goes back way in back the day. To tech TV.
You remember, you know, we used to talk about if a kid starts using a computer as a toy, they're going to love it and they're going to live with it for their whole life.
It's their little pal.
Yeah. But if it's tool, the way some people of our generation grew up.
First time we had a computer, maybe was word processor at work, or a spreadsheet, so it's always been considered a tool.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's what we did with the shows. Call for Help was really for the tool group, and the Screensavers was for the toy group.
Yeah.
But that's the good news about, I'm really thrilled, Annabelle, Huck, and Milo's generation, and even a little bit to my kids' generation, a little less, is that they're going to grow up with this as something that's always been a part of their life and has often been, as thanks to things like the iPad, fun.
Right.
For them,
right.
Which is great.
Yes. All right. So I don't have another. I have tons of games, but my next thing that I want to talk about is Door 24, which is a math program. There's Door 24 Math and Door 24 Plus. Let's start with Door 24 Math. So this is it's with Curriculum Associates, and it's Common Core aligned. Are you familiar with the Common Core? So
yes.
That's good. Math is not so fun for any kids.
Right.
But this makes it fun. So you have all these little balls, and they have to always add up to 24. So you put, like, the 18 here and the 6 here.
That's...
And then you connect it.
Oh,
and then,
cool.
Yeah. Or, like, the...
And there's explosions.
And it goes to... there's subtraction, there's multiplication. So it's really, it's a cool game. I can't stop playing it.
It's going to be things besides 24 eventually, right?
No, it's all 24 for this one.
Oh, okay.
but there's multiplication.
So you're going to get really good at making 24.
Yes. There's also a game aspect to this. Was that 24? Yeah, 24 plus, which is more of a game. And
Hello.
Still there. Yeah.
Yes, I am.
You think I've been... figuring out what the news is today? No, I've been playing this. So I don't know what an iReady student is. I'm guessing it's someone who's their school has paid for this and they use it in the class. These were the names that Milo and I made up, the fake names.
He Jimriff. Was Jimf
and I was Mipriff.
Mipriff.
So I'll play Mipriff. You can play with two players too, which is cool. My boys play this together.
It's These were kid lesson. Tested.
They were, yes.
But mom approved.
Yes.
Isn't that
good line?
Yeah. We should use that.
So these are some of the other games that are included. It's because, you know, eventually you have to learn your math facts.
Let's get it. We open. Had, when Abby was a kid, this was the year of CD-ROMs, we had Aladdin Math.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Disney's Aladdin, and you had to do that. But this is actually looks a little bit
better.
Yeah,
and plus it's free.
user interface for touch is so much more intuitive.
As fast as you can.
And more intimate.
Then right. Press go. So here they're just giving me like a little test to see how fast I type and how well I know numbers.
It makes me nervous already. This is going to give me an ulcer.
Well, even this stuff is like, it's for littler kids, you know, just recognizing numbers and learning how to type.
Yeah, they're doing something.
Yeah. And so then it'll just see how fast I am. Did I get that one wrong?
You know your numbers, Meg. I
do.
Very impressed.
I'm good at typing.
I think we're going to promote you to eighth grade.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want to get past this to the game, but...
Boy, this is like a... Is this to test if you're drunk? I think this is to see... They want to make sure the kid has not been drinking before they use the game.
So this is 9 to 14-year-olds?
This comes from research at Google to keep people from drunk mailing. They actually did have something on Google Mail.
Enter
kind of,
the code so wow. you can skip this challenge.
Okay, I don't have a code.
Oh,
I,
no.
I think I got it, but...
You got to keep going.
And then I have to do math fast.
Oh. Okay, so now they know your speed, so they're going to subtract your ineptitude from the total.
Yeah. All right, how much longer do I have to do this?
Until you make a mistake.
Yes. Door 24. So they have lessons, you know, for parents and teachers that you can...
So if you're homeschooling, core curriculum is still something you want to teach
Common Core,
to.
Yeah.
So this would help you do that, obviously. Mm-hmm. And certainly if a kid has to work at home to get ready for school.
Right.
A lot of times you don't get the attention in school. You're expected to
know this stuff. You have to do a lot at home.
Yeah.
A lot is, yeah. So one other thing I forgot to mention that they're really good at. Sometimes I know some children who will, when they're playing these games, they just want to get past, so they'll just guess and, like, press anything until they get it right. Like that, you know, we've tried tons of multiplication apps, and it's just, like, guessing until you get it right.
Right.
They actually, that's part of the game. It's like you lose energy points if you guess
they're
wrong.
Smart.
So, yeah.
They
so
punish
it's
got
to, yeah. So the there's guesser. Some, yes, kid-tested, mom-approved, Door 24. It is free.
One more. We have time for one more.
One more? Oh,
yes.
Yeah. What, is that mine?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had a game. We had some math. Do you meditate?
No. I've thought about it. I think I meditate about meditating a lot. I think I'm going to meditate.
Do you have like anxiety about not meditating?
No, I have. Yes.
Okay, that's no good. He's just doing her tone.
Just relax about not meditating?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I have meditated. I like to meditate.
I know you and Sarah talked about some meditation.
I don't have a regular practice.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I don't have a regular practice either. I'd like to. But, you know, just 5-10 minutes sitting still, being quiet.
It's the sitting still that's hard for me. And being quiet.
Right.
That's
and being is being away from your iPad a problem?
That's a third thing. So
okay.
I need something that will help me with those three problems.
Well, you know.
If it's on the iPad, that's one down.
Okay,
right
here's
there.
This is called Stop, Breathe, and Think. And it's free. It's
Would you use this with kids?
Yes. Kids, they've recently done lots of studies. I mean, it's good for relieving stress in kids. And there's a lot of stress on kids these days.
Oh, I know.
And also good for their math. They've done a recent study of it. Kids'
Meditating's
math scores.
Good for math.
Yeah, for their math scores. So they ask you your age.
I know why that is, because math is the most stressful subject.
Yeah, you're calm.
You get nervous and you get blocked.
Right. So you check in. Let's begin. And
tilt that a little bit because it's kind of angled and it makes me want to tilt my head sideways.
Tilt it
No,
back.
Just turn it. Oh. Just turn it. No. Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Really?
See, now it's straight on the screen?
Huh.
Kind of magic.
So close your eyes. Take a deep breath.
I learned that on TV.
Think about your mind and body feel. Your eyes are closed.
And my legs jiggling.
Okay, so we can check in. So let's do you today. How are you mentally?
I'm great.
Oh, good. Next. Physically?
Physically, great.
Okay.
I just discovered that once you get married, well, I probably shouldn't go into that. Add emoticons.
Okay, let's add some emotions. Emotions.
Grateful, joyful, encouraged.
These are the grateful, joyful, encouraged, but you can do kind, loving, and compassionate, nervous, afraid, worried, hurt, sad, lonely.
Oh, this is great.
Angry.
So this helps a child express something that they may not have words for.
Talking about feelings, really important for kids. So are you happy?
I'm
are you
happy.
Glad? You're happy?
I'm happy.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to just choose some for you. Glad,
yeah,
joyful.
Glad, joyful.
This was my favorite part of this app. See, too many feelings today.
Oh, can't have so many feelings. You're only allowed 5.
5 feelings. So you're not relieved. I bet you are relieved and excited. You're glad, happy, joyful, relieved.
Okay.
And then it does your meditation based on how you're feeling. So if you're feeling nervous or anxious or...
So I should do a gratitude meditation.
You could, yeah.
Or a joy meditation.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, let's do it. I want to be grateful.
Gratitude.
Yeah.
close your eyes.
Okay.
And rest your hands on your knees.
Don't do this while you're driving, please.
No, yes.
Bring your awareness.
None of these apps you should use while you're driving.
On your seat.
On my what?
Feel the weight of your body on your chair or cushion. Take a few deep breaths.
See, it dims the screen a little for you. But then this, while you can do this without deeply, being far away from your iPad.
Relax your
Again,
shoulders.
Don't do this while you're driving.
No. Muscles,
the muscles in your face and your hands and your legs.
I'm very relaxed.
All the tension in your body.
Okay, don't do this while you're hosting a show.
You can finish it. Okay. There's a list of meditations. It's free. They're like, you know, it's in-app purchases. You can get
like
additional
this.
Meditations.
What's this called again?
It's called Stop, Breathe, and Think.
I don't like this. And is it specifically for kids? No.
No, it's for everybody. It asks you your age in the beginning, I think. But it doesn't change because, I did with Huck and his meditation.
So how did the kids react to this?
They like it. My kids like to meditate. They sometimes come to do yoga with me, too.
Really?
Yes. They teach it in schools, meditation.
Really?
In my kids' school, they do, which is also your kids' school.
It's
now.
A public school. It's a regular school. But it's
school.
A little hippie. It's a hippie-dippy school.
It's a charter school.
It's a charter school.
And you can see your progress, too.
You can't bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school
You
anymore,
can't bring peanut butter
Which
anywhere.
I thought was very strange.
But that's not actually true. At our kids' school, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
Oh.
Some class. It just depends on the classroom.
Oh, okay.
But you get stickers. I haven't earned one yet. My stickers. But here's
I like
when you
the talking about emotions.
So. Yeah, the good. Talking. Yeah, it's great.
How am I? I'm great. Thank
stop,
you
breathe,
for
and think. And you can read all about who creates this app. It's from, a Buddhist organization.
You know what it makes me think of? MeUndies. You might wonder why I said that. You think probably I just lost my mind.
You can meditate in your MeUndies.
I do meditate in my MeUndies. And they're great. MeUndies for men and women are the nicest underwear you've ever had. And they're kind of hip, too. In fact, if you take a look at MeUndies.com, MeUndies.com. You know, did you know this? Little fact, fun fact. You could tell Milo and Huck this. They spend 90% of their life in underwear. Right?
Mm-hmm.
MeUndies says... You will get great fitting underwear that's 2 times softer than cotton. It's made of something. Now, you're a woman.
I am.
You've probably heard of modal? Modal?
Modal is the way I pronounce it.
Modal. It's kind of like rayon. It's made out of beechwood trees from the Austrian Alps. I kid you not. And I'm wearing MeUndies right now, and I can tell you, it is soft. It is comfortable. There are very many styles, both for men and women. Polka dots, plaid, funky. Pinstripes. Lisa and I have matching undies.
That's sweet.
So they have, you know, you can have polka dots for yourself and for your honey. You can see the photos at MeUndies.com/twit. I'm telling you, with the Modal, they are so soft. Plus, these are environmentally friendly undies. Mm. They make them with a CO2 neutral process with a low carbon footprint. Saves water and energy using their spun-dyed fiber process. But also, Modal fits beautifully snugly. It does change the way you feel. Having comfortable underwear really makes you a little less grumpy, a little happier. Once you try MeUndies, whether it's for work, for play, or for meditation, you will never go back. And they come in this nice little MeUndies bag.
I was just going to comment on that bag.
Isn't
I
that cute?
That. Yeah.
You know, Sarah and I got our MeUndies, and we opened them on the air, and I should get you some MeUndies. Get yourself some good underwear, my friends. Go to MeUndies.com/twit. Get 20% off. What? Did I hear right? 20% off and free shipping on your first order. Save even more when you buy a pack. They guarantee you'll be happy or your first pair is free. You just say, I don't want these, and they'll give you your money back. 20% off when you go to MeUndies.com/twit. We thank MeUndies for their support of iPad today. They laughed when I said, we're going to have an underwear sponsor. They thought I was joking until they tried MeUndies.
Everybody needs underwear.
Made from birch trees from the Austrian Alps. Mm-hmm. We're actually, Lisa and I are going to visit the MeUndies birch forest.
Oh, really?
This summer, yes.
You can take a tour of the factory?
No.
Just
the factory's
birch.
In the U.S.
Oh.
I'm going to visit the birch forest.
Oh.
Where they make the Modal.
Great.
I like Modal. Have you ever felt it?
I haven't, and I don't know. It seems like it should be pronounced Modal, but it might be Modal. I acted like I knew.
It's well, rayon's also cellulose. This is, but it's made, it's really soft. Anyway, I shouldn't go on and on. For all the links to the apps we mentioned momentarily ago, visit iPad today at twit.tv/IPT. You can watch our past episodes. You can fall in love with Sarah and Leo all over again.
Mm-hmm. You guys are funny. I really enjoy it.
Funny how? We amuse you?
Yeah. And so
funny, ha-ha.
A lot of my podcasts I listen to in the car, so that's because I like to look.
This is not a good show
you.
For the car.
It's a horrible show for the car, but sometimes if that's the only time that
most
you
have. Most of our audience watches, and but you can listen. We make audio available. But...
Well, I have the video that I, so that's, it's dangerous sometimes.
Do because not, I want to see not what you watch guys the are video doing. While you're
what
driving.
Is, what does that look like? What are
they... you meditating and watching video? This is not good. Live Saturdays normally, this is a special edition, but live at 2:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 Eastern, 22:30 UTC on Saturdays. And if you've got an app idea of your own, do us a favor. Save us some research. Email iPadToday@twit.tv. So, the news. You do this all week. You know what the news
is. I know
is.
The news.
Did the world go crazy last week when Apple announced its results? It was Tuesday.
The world went crazy.
The most profitable company in the history of mankind, or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
$18 billion. But that's the good news. The bad news for iPad Today viewers, iPad sales down 22%.
Yeah. The whole day, there were people saying the iPad is dead.
Well, they sold 21 million of them.
Right.
I mean, it's not dead.
No. And we still have, they last longer, right? Like, you don't have to buy them so often.
It. Do you think that's it? What do you think?
I think that's it.
People are just not buying new ones because they like they're happy with their old one.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you know, the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus are very large. I know when I went to get my iPhone, I thought, well, I don't need the iPhone 6 Plus because I already have an iPad.
Or
like
vice
it's almost as big as an
versa.
iPad.
So I don't need an think, iPad if I have
yes,
a 6 Plus.
Right. I think that if you haven't bought one, maybe that's
74.5 million iPhones sold. This is the 3-month period, but it is the big Christmas holiday season. They announced the iPhones in September, which was the beginning of this quarter. They announced the iPads in October. Still early in the quarter. I think it also tells you that I think this is true, the iPad mini they announced, which is really nothing new, just added a fingerprint reader, was not compelling for most people.
Right.
And people who had an iPad Air did not feel like they needed an iPad Air 2. You have an Air 2 you're using there. Or is it an Air? No, you're using an Air.
Yes.
So do you feel the need?
I don't. I don't feel the need.
I don't either. I'm using an iPad Air, the original Air, as well.
No, but I do just think they last longer.
I think you're right.
They're still useful.
And they're expensive enough that you don't want to buy one every year.
And I think a lot of the sales were due to China, and that people want cell phones. Like, that's where they, how they live their lives.
74 million
And they were waiting for the bigger
iPhones.
Screen, and now they got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so. $18 billion. They have $142 billion in the bank. That means, literally, they could write a check for $142 billion. Tim Cook could come here, say, Leo, you look like you need new shoes. Let me write you a check for $142. You know what? Just to be sure, I don't want to bounce it. Let me write it for $141 billion. That way we'll have a little reserve. And give me the check, and I could go to the bank, and it would be good.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Except that most of that money's in Ireland. That's part of the problem. In fact, Apple today said they're going to... This is the funniest thing in the world. You are the most successful company of all time, the most valuable, the highest profits in history, the most cash in the bank of anybody's ever heard of, and they've gone to borrow money. Today, Apple announced that they're going for a bond measure because they don't want to repatriate all the money overseas to fund operations here. So They're borrowing money.
It's never enough. It just shows you. You know, you never...
So stop trying so
right.
hard.
Yeah.
You could have billions.
Mm-hmm.
It's never enough. You still have to say, can you give me
right.
some...
Right. It always...
I could use some... Could you loan me... I'll give you just a little bit. I'll give you a good interest rate. Just loan me, I don't know, a billion... How much do they want? A billion? A couple of billion? Just a little bit. Please. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Update to iOS. Did you do your iOS update?
I did on all my devices.
Always,
my iOS devices.
Always do these. This is it. Just go to General in your settings and Software Update, and it'll check for the update. Let me see if I did it.
Need as much space for the update, too, right?
That's a huge thing. Yeah. So 244 megabytes, but that's not the space we're talking about. It's the space to install because they have to expand it and apply it. And in the past... In fact, with iOS 8, you need 5 gigabytes free, which if you have a smaller iPad or iPhone, you may not have. Mm-hmm. So I probably shouldn't do this right now, so I won't.
You've learned so much over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, the show might grind to a halt. But
right, you have to be plugged in, too.
Yeah, so there you go. So, Apple, I'm sorry I bothered you. Not today, thank you.
I think under 50% battery you have to be plugged in.
Do learn more. It reduces the amount of storage required to perform the update, fixes an issue that prevents some users from entering their Apple ID password for messages and FaceTime, addresses an issue that caused Spotlight to... These are all small things. Stop displaying app results that happened to a few people. I hadn't experienced any of these issues. Multitasking gestures didn't work. As new configuration options for education standardized testing. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, a lot of schools have iPads. My kids have Chromebooks.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's a charter school.
Charter school. We're hippies. We don't want iPads. There were security updates. You go to the page that says what the security updates are, and they don't tell you nothing. So don't just, I just saved you a click.
Okay.
They don't tell you nothing, but we do believe that there were some issues that they are patching. I think Safari issues. I've forgotten. I know they patched the Thunderstrike stuff on the desktop, but I don't think that was affecting the iPad. Nevertheless, when there's an update, I would wait. Here's what I would do, because remember 8.01 really was terrible for some people. It caused them to go offline and the thumbprint reader stopped working. So what I would do is I'd wait like an hour, 15 minutes tops. And then if you don't hear like your wife screaming, then you can install it. So it's just like it's like a little just don't and what I waited till Jeff Needles installed it.
Yeah.
And when he said don't, then I didn't.
Right. If everyone has a Jeff Needles,
need a Jeff Needles to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But you do mostly. The general advice is you should apply these updates especially when they're security updates.
Yes.
As quickly as you can. But it's a good idea. Just wait a half a day. Read 9to5 Mac. And see. By the way, speaking of which, there's one fewer Apple blog you can read. TUAW. Which I always get this wrong, stands for the unofficial Apple weblog, I think.
Unofficial Apple.
Is that right?
Weblog.
Sometimes say the unincorporated Apple weblog.
But did they fold them into Engadget?
Well,
or?
AOL. So AOL had has lots of blogs.
Mm-hmm.
Joystick as well. They folded them into Engadget. Mm-hmm. Sounds like they basically. But Engadget, which is also AOL owned,
right.
will. Take whatever staff they didn't send home. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's kind of sad. I like TUAW, actually. I read it all the time.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll find jobs at other Apple blogs.
There are one or two, I think, still out there.
I think one or two.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think that is our news of the day.
Mm-hmm.
See, without Sarah, I don't really.
Well, there's a tip, and I...
you want to do a duh tip?
Well, we could. I don't know how much you've talked about the parental controls.
This is a good one. Again, a parent. We talk about them, but we never use them because we don't have children.
Right.
So you do. So let's see a little look at turning on parental controls. Actually, Apple's really improved these over the years.
So we talked a lot earlier about just handing over your iPad.
Right.
You don't necessarily want to just hand it over. So you go to the general settings. I'm going to have to enter my password, too, so don't show it.
It's that four-digit code.
So, yeah, you have to enter a password and don't give it to your children. So when you can enter. So when
but
you
that's good because then the kids can't do this.
Right. And here's something like, you know what? Sometimes you don't want your kid to be looking on the Internet. Like you haven't put any apps on there that you don't.
If it's a 4-year-old, she's playing Toca Hair Salon. You don't want her accidentally to launch Safari.
If it's a 10-year-old and they have enough stuff to occupy them, why bother having that world open? So you just turn it off. And here's the cool thing about this. Then so I did that. And then Safari just disappears. Like it's not there. It was here.
They don't
but
go, Mommy, what happened to Safari? It's
Chrome
gone.
Chrome is still there, of course. But so you'd have to, if you use
there is
Chrome,
no way to disable Chrome. You have to you have to delete it.
No. Chrome is in their list, too. They're all in the list. Now, I don't know if you've had this problem, but sometimes when I click restrictions, it doesn't go right away. I think it gives you a little... It's like it knows that kids would be playing around with it.
Oh.
So it doesn't want to try
because you entered the passcode.
Yeah.
And they don't want you to go back in there for the moment.
It gives you a little timer. So go to your restrictions.
Oh, that's so funny. We'll do this because
unless you have
this.
Something you don't want
to...
Yeah,
so walk me through. Is it general?
Yes, general.
So go to general.
And then scroll down to restrictions.
And I'm going
to
scroll down to restrictions. See, I never do this. Mine are off.
And then you can turn off any of your apps. So you can just
first
go
you enable
there.
Them.
Yes, don't show his password either.
No, you can show this. What? Somebody's going to come to the studio and use my computer?
Oh, of course. And you never reuse passwords.
I don't.
You know? Okay.
No, I'm making one up right now.
Oh. So, you had to make one up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here we go. Safari. You could turn off the camera.
Right. Which is FaceTime. It's a good thing you don't want to have kids. Especially like FaceTime. If your kids are a little bit older, like 10, 11, 12, you're leaving them
call
home alone.
Somebody. Yeah.
You know, you don't want to have them to have the access to that.
Siri and dictation is important as well if the kid sometimes is, you know, holding the button. A lot of kids just hold the button.
Yeah.
And if you hold the button, all of a sudden, you know, you're sitting here, you're playing your game, and what's this, mommy?
Right.
What? Now somebody, there's a lady, mommy, there's a lady in the iPad. She's talking to me.
So then you just go through and choose all the apps you want to turn off, and then you hand it over. So, like, say you want to
I wonder if I can get back in now. Do you think that restriction thing will apply to me?
Did you remember the password you just created? Someone else
no.
is watching, so.
No. Okay. AirDrop, you can turn that off. That's a way to get files into and out. The iTunes Store, turn that off. And then this is the ratings for content. So if you have the iTunes on there and they're downloading movies or TV shows or books, you could say, and even apps have content restrictions. You've probably seen those.
Right.
So the ages are 4, 9, 12, 17.
So I have a little soapbox about parental controls.
Yes.
Is that they're not a replacement for talking to your kid.
No, I agree with you.
Which is, and kids are going to get through them. But it's just kind of, for me, it's like a safe, I'll go, well, here, you can use the iPad, do your math. But I'm going to turn all these off. And so, you know, they're pretty good about listening to me. But it's not, you know, it's not foolproof.
You still want to have the conversation. If you know, remember, if you see anything that makes you uncomfortable, I want you to come talk to me.
Right. That's the biggest
and,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Kids are going to see pornography on the Internet. Yeah. They just are. There's nothing you can do to stop it.
This I really like. And this is something that is, I'm glad Apple did this. If you go into, and this is in the restrictions section, websites, you can say limit adult content. But you can also say, and this is called what we call whitelisting.
Mm-hmm.
I only want them to be able to go to 4 websites. And they give you some to start with, but you can add your own. I think this is, especially when they're younger, and they're not going to be doing Google searches, and they're not going to be doing homework on this. Mm-hmm. You could say, look, you can go to National Geographic Kids, you can go to Yahoo for Kids, and you can go to Disney. Maybe you want to leave Disney out because, or how, let's say How Stuff Works. That's great. Mm-hmm. Or you can add, you could say you can go to Twit, but you can't go anywhere else. That means that the browser's still there, Safari's still there, but there's no chance of them accidentally stumbling on an inappropriate site because you've said you could only go to whitelisted sites. So
right. The
difference is if you say limit adult content, that's blacklisting. You're going to say, I don't want people to see adult stuff. If you'd say specific websites, that's whitelisting. You say, I only want them to see these sites. And I think that actually works better. This is for the really young. The kids who are not doing homework, who are not, you know, inquisitive. I'm sure, although having How Stuff Works, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be this kind of whitelisting and blacklisting stuff was really complicated before there were apps.
Right.
Because you really had to go in there. But now that there are so many educational apps, it's really not hard
There's
to just turn off the Internet altogether and then just hand it over.
Yep.
And then, you know, you just go through again and turn it back on.
Right.
So,
We used, because there were a variety of devices on the home network, we used OpenDNS, which you put the settings on your router.
Right.
And then whether it's an iPad or a laptop or a desktop, you're still controlling what they can go see. And the truth is, even kids who are smart enough to get around controls on the actual device, generally, if you lock the router, they're not going to be able to get in the router.
Right.
So that worked out very well for us as the kids got
later. Yeah.
I have a book report.
Oh.
So a couple of episodes ago, we showed how you could get a physical postcard made with the app Postagram, and I made one, and here it is. So maybe let me show you over here so I can show you some of the features of it. This will pop out. It's not magnetic, but it will pop out. And so, and there's your message, by the way, and a little picture of me. Not a great picture of me. And I sent it to Lisa. So I said, thinking of you. And there I am with a giraffe. It just happens to be what I'm having there. This is also cool. So I can pop this out.
Is that a real giraffe?
Yeah.
It wasn't photoshopped?
No.
Was it at Safari West?
No, it was at the San Diego Zoo.
Oh.
And the giraffes are very friendly. They come up and you give them bamboo shoots.
And do they eat your
phones? I was frankly trying to play words with friends. I was a little annoyed, but he had such a good suggestion that I kind of, you know, I eased up on him. I said, hey, yeah, you know what? Thanks, buddy. And this is a nice thing. Here's a little QR code that
what
you
do
can
you do with
scan.
That?
And then you'll get the... So in order to make this, I had to upload it to Postagram. And again, this was something we showed on the show. So I have the Postagram app on my iPad. So I uploaded it to Postagram. So they have a copy of the photo. They had to print it. Now, when I scan that, that goes to your phone. So if I scan that on my phone, they'll have it. So this is a nice little service. And you pay. It's about $1.50, I think, or something like that, to send a physical postcard, postage paid and everything. Isn't that sweet?
I like that.
From Sincerely. And I got an email from the guy who wrote the software who said, it's so cool to see software I wrote on iPad today. Well, you wrote some really nice software. So I wanted to mention that. And along those lines, we got an email, didn't we?
We did. Do you want me to read it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Regarding the app Postagram, whatever happened to Apple's app Cards? This was a fantastic app that allowed you to create cards of every type from scratch or from a template. When completed, they would be mailed snail mail to the recipient. One day, it simply stopped working. When you click on the app, it will open, but the ability to mail the card is gone.
And if you search for Cards, I remember when they announced Cards,
it was...
Thank you, Todd.
From Bismarck.
In Bismarck, North Dakota?
Yes, North Dakota.
I love Bismarck, North Dakota. Wasn't that a character in like Carmen Sandiego, Bismarck, North Dakota? His name was Bismarck
Carmen
North?
Carmen Sandiego was before and after my time.
Yeah. So I remember the Apple keynote. Remember this? This was a keynote, and they went on and on about Cards.
Yeah,
well, I guess they've killed it, because I don't see it anymore in the App Store.
So sad.
You search for Cards. It actually was great, but I guess nobody used it. There are lots of third-party apps like Postagram that do pretty much the same thing. But that is kind of a surprise.
It says you can still order beautiful letterpress cards customized with your photos and using iPhoto on your Mac. So you just can do it through iPhoto.
I don't have a Mac. I have an iPad. What about that, Apple?
Good point.
So that's Apple's way of saying, why don't you have a Mac? Could do this on your Mac.
Well, maybe you guys could do a show all devoted to cards, sending cards and making cards.
We could do that. I will talk to Sarah. Mm-hmm. But thank you, Todd, because that's a good point. And then from Rich in Westbury, New York, a little Ask Leo question. As you guys obviously know, Apple patented something that would allow them to begin storing footprints in iCloud. Fingerprints.
Fingerprints. I want to use a footprint on my iPad.
There's a difference. Since then, I've seen outrage on social networks from everyone I've seen talking about it. Even Leo said on MacBreak Weekly, no one wants that. My question is, what's the big deal? I understand that some might not be comfortable with their fingerprint being stored in iCloud, but am I missing something? Is there something that people could do with my fingerprint that they can't do without it? Personally, I'd love the option in my iCloud settings to store my Touch ID, which you program your phone or your iPad, and then... I could have the option to start using Touch ID upon restarting the device or putting it on my new device. He says, I hate setting up Touch ID and Apple Pay every time I do a factory reset. Rich in Westbury, New York. It's a good question. The reason, by the way, I'm not worried about Apple doing Touch ID in the cloud, because you may remember this when they announced Touch ID. When you give them your fingerprint, they're not storing your fingerprint. They're storing some metadata about your fingerprint. It isn't the same thing, and they store that in a secure store on the iPad or iPhone. So the idea of taking that, not your fingerprint, but that metadata and storing it in the cloud doesn't bother me. The fingerprint would bother me. Your fingerprint is something that can be used, well, think about it, to identify you. Mm-hmm. And if your fingerprint is in the cloud, then as we know from previous experience, anything on the cloud can and possibly will be stolen and misused. So storing your fingerprint in the cloud is something that I think people are rightly concerned about. It's not actually what Apple's proposing. They're proposing storing the points that they create in the iPad. They create metadata that shows certain points. That's the matching. I can't remember, 5 or 6 points. If that matches, then it's the right fingerprint. But it isn't your fingerprint, and it can't be used as your fingerprint, except maybe with another Apple device. So that might be something that you'd kind of want to worry about. This is something Apple plans, I think. So,
do you remember that news story a couple weeks ago where they were saying the guy was going to take people's fingerprints off of the TV. Like it was a it was like in Germany or something.
They can read the fingerprints.
Yeah. So we should be wearing gloves or else.
They've been able to do that for a while with keys. So if they have a picture of you using your key to get in your door, they've got the key. It's very easy to make a new key.
Right.
Because all the information is right there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the answer is to that. Fingerprints.
Well, it sounds like it's not as bad as you think, but you should always be careful about what you store in the cloud.
Would you like to send us an email? Not you. You could just talk to me.
Okay.
But if the rest of you...
I enjoy talking to you.
You could just say, hey, Leo, and I'll just, you know, go, what? But if you aren't sitting right next to me, you can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. And this is something Sarah and I have wanted people to do for as long as we've been doing this show, which is something like 5 years. You could leave us a voicemail. We have a special number for you. Now, again, the key is don't put your full name, just your first name and city. Make it under 30 seconds. If it's 5 minutes, I'm not going to edit it. So make it 30 seconds, but you could make a comment. A question, a suggestion, make a video, put it on YouTube, or call 757-504-IPAD. 757-504-IPAD. And, you know, a little bonus for you. Sarah still hasn't fixed the outgoing message on that.
What does it say?
I don't know. She's embarrassed about it.
Was it broken?
Oh, it was weird.
Like the sound of her voice?
Yeah, everybody should just call and listen. I don't know. 757.
I want to call and listen.
I know. I keep thinking and then I forget. It's because of the number. It's hard to remember. Remember it now. 757. That's like a 747. Mm-hmm. Only 10 better.
757.
And then 504. What do you think?
That's area code for some place.
It sounds like Portland. 757-504-IPAD. Question, a comment, and an idea. Upload the video, send us a link, or call and leave a voicemail. First name and city only, please. We don't want your last name because we don't want you to be identified on the show because then you might become more famous than us. Mm-hmm. And keep it short.
504 is the area code for southeastern Louisiana.
That's it. That's much easier. So remember, a plane flying over southeastern Louisiana, it looks like a 747, but it's just 10 inches bigger. So it's 757, and it's flying over southwest Louisiana, and that makes me want to put on this hat and start yodeling. This is the hat I wore when I went to see the birch trees in Austria, where they make my underpants.
Are these hats for me?
Yeah, pick one.
Oh.
We gave you a choice. Very attractive.
Oh,
I love that. Mm. You look Slavic. Was that blue steel you just did?
Yes.
I thought so. We wear half caps. We wear half caps. You're forgiven if you just reached over to kiss your iPad. I'm sorry. We wear half caps to signify that this is the end of the show, the portion of the show where we take an app that we've been using, that we love, that we think is great, or in this case, something that just came out mm-hmm. that you might want to know about.
Yeah. Should I start?
Please do.
Okay. Well, my app cap award is Outlook, which is the new Outlook app for iOS. And here's... We're showing it. I have no incriminating emails here.
It looks just like Outlook.
It does, yeah. And I'll.
Microsoft Outlook, for those of you who've lived in the Apple world for ages, mm-hmm. is the email program everybody uses. And they do have it on Office. They used to have it. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
But this one was based on an app called Acompli. Do you remember Acompli?
This is Acompli?
It's Acompli.
They bought Acompli?
They bought Acompli.
Well,
they
love Acompli.
Acompli.
Oh.
And it's basically the same thing as Acompli.
Oh, well,
and it
that's
works great.
That's better than Outlook.
It is better than Outlook.
Especially
and I've
for
tried
touch.
A lot of different apps for iOS and for Android, frankly, to get my email, and it is my favorite. I'll have to say.
You know what? Acompli was an app cap some time ago.
Yeah, well, they are now Outlook.
So show us the features.
What I like is direct access to your calendar, which you think would be pretty easy, but it's just right there in your email.
That's something Outlook on the desktop did, hard to do.
But not on an app. And your files. And your people.
So those are all the attachments, and here's your calendar. That's all right, because that was so short. There's no way they could freeze the screen and get all those addresses.
Yes. I use Mail. Do you use Mailbox ever? That's the one that I was using before, Mailbox.
And
it gives you
swipe?
That feature to swipe. And
yeah?
Well, yeah, the swipe to archive or swipe to schedule.
Oh, love that.
So you can schedule. I can get that email
come
reminder
back
in a few hours. These it will come back in a few hours. Or this evening or tomorrow morning, or I get to choose a time.
Yeah.
So those were, as we discussed before the show, my emails from the public library reminding me I had things on hold.
That's exciting. What are you waiting for? Anything good?
Well, I was telling you before, I was watching Girls
The TV show on HBO.
Yeah, but then I didn't have enough time. He only gives you a week, so... Right. Maybe I'm not going to BitTorrent it, but maybe it's.
So, wait, you got this the whole season for a week? You have to have a week to watch the whole season?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then you can schedule that for later. And
can you renew it? Or do you have to bring it back to renew it?
No, well, if someone else wants it, there's a lot of people in Petaluma that also
watch Girls
on DVD.
It's kind of the number one show in Petaluma.
Yeah, I don't know that. So that's the focus, which is like, you know, the Google Priority Mailbox does the same thing. It does a pretty good job of...
I like Inbox a lot,
And these are like all of my spam and that kind of stuff and other things.
But if you're using Inbox, this might have more features.
It does.
It still give you the swiping.
Okay, so now here's the thing. This was my app cap. I've been working on this show since you told me I was doing it. And then I was looking and someone said there's security issues with Outlook.
I saw that. There was a blog post.
Yes. His name was, the blogger was Renee Winkelmeyer. And he said that they've failed in private. And I was like,
That was the Winkelmeyer report. I read that blog regularly.
And he said they store your information in the cloud.
Oh, shocking. Up there with your fingerprint.
Right. But all these apps store your information.
It's called email, folks. It's the original cloud app.
Right. So
if your email weren't in the cloud, it would be a postcard.
Exactly.
It would be mail.
So, I mean, I guess if you're using this for
your corporate... Was that what he said?
Yeah, he said a lot of... we can put
that was what was wrong with it?
Well, there were a lot of things that were wrong with it, he said. There was that, and there was just that you couldn't remove it, and there were some other things. So you were
getting... We should ask an expert.
Well, I did, because, see, I would have asked you. You're an expert, but you're getting married. So who would I call? Who are you going to call? Steve Gibson.
Ah.
And Steve and I, we went way back. Do you remember when we went to that conference? Three of us. It was the Gnome Dex. Do you remember?
Oh, you were at Gnome Dex.
Yes, and we had it was like
in Des Moines.
I don't know. Yeah,
Chris Perillo's conference.
Yeah, and the three of us went out to dinner.
You went too.
Yes.
I don't remember you there. I remember Steve there.
Steve probably remembers. Ask him.
Were you there?
Maybe you went when
I sang "You Don't Bring Me Flowers"?
Yes. Yes,
the duet.
I had it on videotape with my video camera.
That was you that taped that?
Yes.
God.
I think actually there was video on cameras back then. It wasn't that long ago. But Steve, I hadn't talked to him in a long time, but he was so nice to email me right away because I was like, Steve, what's up with Outlook?
He said
I could quote him on this. He said this was kind of a sky is falling kind of blog post.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know that Steve would use this, but he has extra special, secret email programs. Mm-hmm. But he says, in Microsoft's defense, while these features should arguably have been there from the start, the features to keep you more private, there are also the sorts of things that are not maliciously missing. They just haven't been added yet. And I imagine as the product offering matures, they will be. So... Okay. Are you looking at the blog post to see what he said?
No, I was seeing if I could find the video you took of me.
The important things. Singing "You Don't Bring Me Flowers." I had forgotten that. That's the kind of thing that's like buried deep into your brain until
you don't
someone
want to remember
looks
that.
It out.
Yeah.
But yes, I was at Gnome Dex. It was awesome. And you and Steve and I went out to dinner and ate
It was so
steak.
Much fun. I do remember the steak.
Yeah.
I also remember I also remember.
Yes, I remember the steak.
I also remember that much of Des Moines is in tunnels. It's kind of like a hamster. If you've ever been to Des Moines, you actually don't ever have to go outside. You can go through the entire town, city of Des Moines without ever going outside because there's tunnels linking everything. Like a hamster maze.
Now I don't remember that. Were you there? Were you in Gnome Dex?
I don't even think
it was you. I think it was...
It was me and a big sweaty
Brian
guy.
Brian Gumbel.
It was me and a big sweaty guy singing "You Don't Bring Me Flowers." David, his name was David.
Really?
I'm trying to remember this. He is the fifth, the eighth, mm-hmm. the sixth. David something the sixth.
Was he a...
He's an actor in a movie. He's a TV actor.
He was a famous person?
No, not really.
A Gnome Dex?
He was about to become famous.
Mm. Really?
David Lawrence, the eighth. And there is the link right there. Thank you, Scooter X. And this is video shot by Megan Maroney, I believe.
I think so. Maybe.
Wow. Yeah. We'll play that
David
a little later.
David Lawrence. I remember David
him?
Lawrence. Yes.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. I think I maybe didn't shoot that.
No, because if you'd shot it, it would have been...
David Lawrence. Was he... He was... What? That was great.
This looks like maybe a taxi cam video.
I know. I think it was like my elf...
It was your Canon
my
Elf.
My Canon Elf.
Might have been. So this is something, so your AppCap.
Yeah, my AppCap
is Outlook.
Outlook, I love it, but on iPhone.
And don't worry about security, because that's not a big deal.
But unless you're in the corporate environment, but it is a Microsoft, I mean, they're worried about security. But on i5, for the iPhone, I'm going to review 5 different apps.
Email apps.
Yes, for the,
And we should mention that since we saw you last, since you did Jumping Monkeys, which was a great show and is still on our archives at twit.tv, probably twit.tv/JM, which it was a show about parenting.
In the digital age.
In the digital age. Mm-hmm. That was the byline. Mm-hmm. That since then you've been working, writing security stuff for Microsoft, for normal people.
Yes, what we call consumers.
Consumers, what a thought.
Yeah, just writing content, how to avoid fraud and viruses, and some with parental
controls. For 9 years you've been doing that?
I did, yeah, from my little office in Petaluma. Yes, I was a contractor.
Yeah.
But
well, anyway, we're glad
we
stole you away from Microsoft. Yep.
Yeah.
So let me show you a game that... my wife, boy, that's weird. My wife can't stop playing.
Wife,
on our honeymoon, she's playing Word Bubbles. In the car, she's playing Word Bubbles. Now, by the way, a little tip here. When you have Milo and Huck install a game that bugs them a lot with notifications,
you don't allow. Yeah.
And you can even go in and turn that off. This is a hard game. But we'll play at the beginning level because it's pretty easy. So in Word Bubbles, your challenge is to find hidden words in a grid made up of bubbles. Seems easy, doesn't it? Well, that's not so hard. C-A-R. The words will be connectable by a line, right? Okay, that seemed pretty easy. F-U-N. That's fun. All right. Now, you can buy hints.
It's
a free game with a little ad down in the bottom. C-A-T. Yeah, for real money. And you can buy hint packs. Huh. But it gets hard pretty fast. All right, I'm already stumped.
Come on.
Really?
On your boat. Not the ocean, but the...
Sea. Ice?
It's very cold.
It's very cold. Okay, that's good. This is good. We've invented a new game. The password is...
It's hot.
Sun. So the first round, you're gonna say, subscribe to push notifications. We'll let you know about future bonuses.
I knew that you could turn off notifications, but with kids, like when they have their own devices, they don't want to.
They don't want them. They want them.
They
want them.
They want
them. So it's really easy right now. Like we're wearing. Mm-hmm. In fact, I really wish I could jump ahead because it's kind of embarrassingly...
Mm-hmm. You're not young anymore.
I'm old. but eventually you get 7-letter words. It gets very hard very quickly.
But this would be good for a kid, as long as we're talking.
Initially, but I'm telling you, it gets hard. And
it's like Wordle. Have you ever played Wordle?
It's like Wordle. Mm-hmm. It's very much like Wordle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's already starting to get a little Olin Lion. Okay. It's one of those things. Okay, it's like Merv Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
He designed Wheel of Fortune so the person watching at home would find it easy,
right?
But the person playing would have incentive not to solve it. So you feel smart watching the game.
Right.
So I am making you feel smart because I don't know what the hell.
That's how I felt when I was trying to add up to 24 earlier.
Yeah. No. It's when you're doing it on the TV, it's it's a little bit harder. This game gets harder. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But you got to apparently go through some very easy levels at first. No, don't connect me to Facebook.
What's
kale.
Called, Bubble?
We
what?
Love kale. Now, see, kale is a word.
Do you really love kale?
Who doesn't love kale? You don't like kale? You seem so healthy.
I like kale.
But you suspect that I don't like kale.
Well, I like it. I wouldn't say I love it.
Okay, Amira Elgin, Mike's wife, makes a kale salad. You chop it very finely. You might destem
it. Olive oil,
maybe a little bit of lemon, put in a little shallot, perhaps, parmigiano, Reggiano.
Oh, yeah, I do get that at Whole Foods sometimes. They have it.
They make it at Whole Foods, but hers is like,
better.
If you ever get it.
Yeah. Well, I would like to be invited over to their house for dinner.
You should, because Mike makes a pizza, and then they dance the mazurka, or is it the berserk?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe because we talked about his kid's program, then he'll
maybe he will.
Wolf.
Plam is a word, isn't it? Lamp?
Okay. Oh, like if you do the word they're not thinking of, do they still?
Yeah. Lamp is a word, guys.
Interesting. But it's palm, I think, is what they want you to say. But that's...
I don't
want
to ever play this with you, can I just say? Because you're obviously, like, literary. I think it's mice. What do you think?
Miche.
Miche.
Obviously.
Como so miche? Sif. Sp. Fis. Do you know the word? I mean, don't tell me, but I mean, if you look at that, you know the word, right? Yeah, sure you do. Hips don't lie. No!
I think you just did it wrong. Wait, it's not hips?
No! Ship. That was hard.
Well,
should give you hips.
For kids, I don't think that's good, because it's like, oh, then suddenly they think...
They think hips is not a word.
Yeah.
So don't play this, kids. This will pollute your
mind. Can
you play
with other people on the word bubbles?
I don't.
Did you guys play together?
Yeah, because she'll say, what's an eight-letter word that has R, C, Q, U, N, P, Y? And I'll go away from me now. I don't know what you're talking about. It's not bear. Is it bra? I don't know what it is.
It's not bear?
It's Arab. Oh. I was spelling B-A-R-E.
Yeah,
bear.
Of course you were.
That reminds me of when I was a child and I spelled deer, D-E-E-R, and the teacher yelled at me.
Right. Well, that's the same experience you might
it's
have
called
here.
It's a homonym.
Yeah. You still remember that.
And I remember it. I'm carrying the wounds.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We should look her up on Google.
Yeah.
We should Google her. What happens now? This is so fun. I hope that
we go home.
You can... Well, I have another show to do. I don't know about you.
That concludes iPad Today. Megan Maroney, thank you so much
thank
for filling
you.
In for Sarah Lane.
I will
Lane.
Fill in whenever she...
You're the greatest.
No, you are.
I am so happy. Seriously, in all sincerity, I'm so happy that we were able to snag you and make you a part of the Twit family once again.
Well,
welcome
I am
back.
Grateful because it's just... I don't know that work should be as fun as working here is. It's hard, but it's fun.
Now, here's how we close iPad Today.
Okay.
For reasons no one knows, we howl like wolves.
Oh, we don't play. Look, maybe you can play this Vine video of this frog howling. Because
that's it for iPad Today. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Oh!